Now, adjust the volume control so that the sound can be heard in all parts of the room.
This is the Protect Your Assets podcast.
You get the idea? Bring me
a dream. It's on the internet.
Make him the cutest that I've ever seen.
Go on.
Give him two lips.
Like it's like no cheese I've ever tasted.
And tell him that his lonesome.
Here's the Sandman. Over
Sandman. You know how they say kids are expensive? Well, that's true, but retirees can be expensive too. Today, here on Protect Your Assets, we're going to help you better plan and prepare for spending more money in retirement than you expected because inflation has really got out of control. Between travel, fitness, your utility bill, giving to charity, retirement may cost you more than you expected given the price of things today. So don't get caught off guard. Keep it tuned right here as we're going to share with you things that will cost you more in retirement. Now, let's get started. Okay, the U.S. economy this week added an impressive 528,000 jobs last month of July. This was double what was expected, and so the market, well, didn't do so well this week. We had the Dow off slightly, off 0.1%. S&P was up a little teeny bit, 0.4. NASDAQ up 2.2 for the week, but most of that happened early in the week as a result of what happened with the jobs number. The 10-year yield is sitting right at a 2.84%. So again, for the year, we're up around 1.3% on the 10-year. But that yield has been bouncing around, as you know, it was as high as 3.5, and now it's 2.84. So that yield has been going up and down a little bit. Again, it's a signal of what's going on with the Fed. And oil got hit again this week, down about 10%, down 10.4% for the week. Still, year-to-date, up 17.5%. Not bad, but I'll talk more about that here in a minute. And bonds are off still year-to-date, 7.9%. So not a big change from last week, down about 1%. Again, nothing out of the ordinary. But the big news, of course, this week, as I've been talking about, are two things we're looking at for inflation. And one of them is just the jobs. And so, like I said, it was 528,000 jobs last month, the month of July. That was double what was expected. And the unemployment rate went down to 3.5%, which was pretty significant because if you remember back to 2019, before the pandemic, we haven't seen a number like this, 3.5%, since 1969. That's right, 1969. So in any event, it's pretty good. Pretty good job number. And while that number is strong and shows that different industries are doing well, defying expectations for a slowdown in job creation, the wage growth rose a little bit more than expected. It was up 0.5% from the prior month, and for the year, up 5.2%, suggesting that inflation is still around and not really going away, particularly in the service sector. And as you remember, we talked about this last week, this is not, I'm going to repeat, this is not what the Fed officials have been looking for. So while the strength in the labor market is good news for the economy, it is bad news for the market. And here's why. Because what the Fed said last week in their July statement was that in order for them to get less hawkish, meaning stopping raising rates at this rate, they're going to need to see the labor market become less tight, is what they said, which means rising unemployment needs to get to 4 and lower, or you know, higher, if you will, 4, 5, 6%, right? We're at 3.5 right now. So we want it to go the other way, meaning falling jobs. We want to see that number, not 528,000, below 300,000 for sure. So that jobs report we just received means more rate hikes are needed to cool down this tight labor market and ease inflation, which again is the big problem. So In reaction to this data, the stock market yesterday fell on Friday. Bond yields rose slightly as expectations for the Fed to keep cranking rates higher is now embedded in the market. The bond market now expects another rate hike of 75 basis points in September. It was looking for about 50 basis points last week, but as a result of this, 75 is now the odds-on favorite. And we're seeing a peak of the Fed fund rate now in March of 2023 at 3.6% is the rate that we're looking at now. So next week, the big one's going to be the looming CPI report. Remember on Wednesday, I said that's the next one because that's the consumer price index report that, again, will show inflation in a big way or not such a big way. And so that's going to be a very, very important number to let us know what the Fed is thinking and what they're going to be doing. And are they getting inflation under control or do they have to keep cranking rates higher, which is not good for the market and not good for tech stocks in particular. So what we've seen so far through the summer rally, remember we've seen a pretty good summer rally right now, and it was based on the expectation of the Fed pivoting, coming off the brakes. And this data we just got from the job market, you know, should disrupt that, disrupt that market from being calm. So more gains could be more difficult to achieve in the stock market, as it's going to take time for inflation to come down and for the Fed to signal that they're going to stop raising. But between now and September, the Fed officials are going to have another report from the employment, and they're going to have two more inflation readings to look at. Again, CPI being one of them, and then they'll start doing their projections and talking about their path of rate hikes for the future. So the uptrend in jobless claims, along with the recent downtick in job openings, suggests that the exceptional strength on jobs is going to be hard to maintain, and we'll see what happens. Now, what happened this week in Europe? Because I want to contrast the U.S. market versus the European market, especially if you invest internationally. So what we had happen this week was the Bank of England raised rates. They followed the European Bank and hiked rates by 50 basis points. And this was the biggest single hike they've done since the mid-90s. Get that. And they warned of this was incredible, of a near-term recession, and cautioned that inflation could hit, get this, 13% by year end. Yeah. So their Governor Bailey said he expected a recession in the fourth quarter in the UK, and that it would be a long recession, and that he felt that it would inflation will get to 13% before it starts to decline. So the takeaway from his discussion and what's going on over there is the surging cost of energy in Europe right now is the number one factor that's going to drive the EU and the UK into a recession. And the surge, of course, is the Russian-Ukraine situation, is the cost of gas supplies to Europe, which result in reduced economic output. Literally, they won't have the power, like electricity, for the economy to run at full speed. That's it, period. So the economic outlook for both regions right now is not particularly great over the coming quarters. So if you're in there, I'd suggest you hang on. But if you're thinking about opportunities, well, if you're a longer-term investor, that might be a place to take a look at. And this is in contrast to the U.S., so I want to compare and contrast that because, yes, the U.S. economy is slowing down. I've been talking about that for a while now, but there is definitely zero concern here in the U.S. about energy because we have the power to power the economy. So it's definitely a different situation. Don't link the two together, particularly if you hear that commentary somewhere else, that they don't really mean the same thing, because it's not. It's just a different market. Now let's talk about oil, because I said I would. So there was a lot of pieces moving around the world this week in oil, in energy. OPEC said that global demand is slowing down, obviously. There's been a wave of disappointing economic data coming around the globe, and the demand trend right now is showing a sharp drop in consumption, which suggests that the excess capacity won't be needed for the quarters to come. So unless there is another unforeseen supply side shock, such as, I'm not saying, you know, we know Russia, Ukraine's still going on, but if you have something like that happen again, well, that could be a problem. But bottom line right now, demand concerns are now the dominant influence on the global energy market. And even though supply worries are going to persist with the Russian-Ukraine war going on in Europe and so forth, as we just talked about, we're going to need to see evidence of demand coming back for the oil market to begin to find a bottom. So on the charts right now, the next level of support to keep your eye on is 89.25. And from there, we go to 87.29. And from there, 84.91. So still 80s is what we're thinking. And 95 on the upside would be the resistance level we'd need to go through to see any sort of meaningful move to the upside. Next week, again, it's all about the CPI on Wednesday. So that's really the big news we're going to be looking at to get a view on inflation and see what's going on there. And on today's show, remember, we're sharing things that are going to cost you more in retirement now that inflation is where it is. So coming up next on Protect Your Assets, we'll explore what you can expect when it comes to travel and healthcare. Don't get caught off guard on this one. By all things, that's going to cost you more. It always pays you to keep it tuned right here. You're listening to The Sandman on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
You can ask the Sandman questions and hear this show Protect Your Assets hands-free anytime on your Amazon Echo smart speaker. Just say, Alexa, ask Protect Your Assets to play the latest podcast. Find out more at libertygroupllc.com/voice.
Now back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And you're listening this morning to Protect Your Assets. You know how they say kids are expensive? Well, that's true, but retirees can be expensive too. With an extra 2,000 hours at your disposal, you may actually spend more in retirement. That's why today we're talking about things that will cost you more in retirement now that inflation is running slightly out of control. We're saying they're trying to control it, but as we saw this week, it's still elevated and still out there. And this is so important because before you figure out how much retirement income you're going to need in retirement, you need to know how much you're going to spend first. So let's go through the list, shall we? One of the things that will definitely cost you more in retirement, and you're seeing it right now, particularly if you've traveled anywhere this summer, is travel. You're going to spend more on travel, and hopefully you'll do it in a joyful manner, but let's face it, it's tough. It's tough to travel right now. Most retirees put travel at the top of the list of things that they want to do more of in their after working life. Maybe you plan to set off on a cruise, or maybe two, or maybe more. Or perhaps you want to pack up your car for the weekend, get away with your grandkids. Either way, you may find yourself spending more on travel and retirement than you bargained for. And while overall transportation expenses decline as you age, because you won't be traveling as much, certainly when you first finish working, the thing we find most clients do is want to go on trips and go do things that they've always been dreaming about, and want to get it going and do it. So let me give you some examples. Retirees typically take longer cruises, visiting more destinations than those who have to go back to work. It just makes sense. You're going to stay on the ship longer. You're going to go see more cities. You're going to have the time to stop in the cities where they usually board and disembark and spend some time either in that city or wandering around other cities. So here are some things you can do to get your travel plans within your budget and still have a great time. First thing is, you should assign a specific cost, again, an estimate, to your travel goal. So, for instance, if you want to go on a cruise down the Danube and you want to spend some time in that part of the world, which is an incredible part of the world, So you've got, you've got these different costs that are going to be part of your trip. You've got airline right now. Airlines right now are very expensive. I mean, you know, you can't make the argument anymore. It's the price of fuel, because price of fuel is coming down. So, and most of the airline carriers, by the way, they buy fuel out months and months ahead of time. So they don't have these sort of crises coming up when fuel prices change. So really, they're just making the money back. I mean, let's face it, they didn't make a lot of money during the pandemic. It was pretty hard for them to make any money. Those that survived right now are doing well. They're buying other airline companies, and they're charging us a lot of money, and they're packing us into these planes, and it's not great, right? If you've traveled, you know what I'm talking about. So that's just what it is. It's going to be an expense that is probably a lot more than what you thought it would be if you were thinking about this maybe a year ago or 2 years ago. So that's just the nature of that. Also, break your big savings goals into monthly or quarterly allocations. So if you come up with a number, you want to go, you know, do this type of cruise, and you're going to allocate, say, $12,000 to do that. You know, maybe you break that $12,000 up into a monthly amount or an annual amount. And so that way, over 2 years, you're saving $500 a month, say. And so by the time you get there, you know, you can actually do it because the money will be there. Now, I understand what you're saying. Well, inflation could, you know, jack all those prices up. And by the time I get there, that $12,000 trip is going to be $14,000. Okay. So that's possible. That is possible. But also the Fed could get things under control and prices could start to come down, like we're seeing in some areas of the world, not in others, but in some, like in Europe right now. Europe's a pretty good deal right now. You're getting essentially a dollar for euro exchange. Which back in the day was more costing you like 25% more. So, you know, you're getting that back in your pocket right now. And that's a good way to do it. I love to help our clients create a retirement income plan to help fund their dreams of travel, whether it's going to Paris, which I've lived in, cruising down the Danube, like I said, a road trip across the U.S., or even just taking your kids or your grandkids to Disneyland. Having a written retirement income plan helps you feel financially confident about marking off bucket list vacations. And so we're happy to walk you through our process at our next workshop we're doing in Larkspur. And I'm going to be there Wednesday, August 17th at 6:30. We're going to have dinner there at Perry's in Larkspur. And it's first come, first serve right now. So if you want to make a reservation and show up there, go to our website right now, libertygroupllc.com, libertygroupllc.com. Click on the events tab and you can register for that event at Perry's workshop on August 17th, right there. And again, it's first come, first serve. On today's episode, we're sharing things that'll cost you more in retirement. Healthcare is one thing that will obviously cost you more in retirement than what it did during your working years. It's a blast to kick back and make big travel plans in retirement. Less fun, the reality that we're going to spend more on medical care after you retire. And that those costs keep increasing as you get older. It's just that simple. According to EBRI, the Employee Benefit Research Institute, they found that the percentage of a household's total spending on health care increases from 8% while you were working to 13% by the time you get into retirement. So add that extra percentage to your budget, because realize that you're going to be spending more on healthcare. Why? Well, unpredictable and costly new diagnoses and hospitalizations drive much of the increase in healthcare spending for the average retired household. But overall spending rises for general health needs, health insurance, prescription medication, medical supplies, and right now medical services are increasing, and they're certainly more as you get older, because you just need them. And according to the National Council on Aging, they said right now that 84% of people 65 and older have at least one chronic condition, and that costs money. I mean, think about that. 84% of people 65 or older have one chronic condition, which equals more money out of your pocket. Retirement is full of complicated choices. When do you claim your Social Security? How do you keep your taxes low? How to leave everything to your loved ones with the least amount of taxes and hassle? And how not to lose your money And how to make your money last, especially during retirement when inflation's out of control and we got taxes going up. I'm sure you heard about what just happened this week. But it looks like more taxes are going up. So do you know if your current retirement plan solves all of these problems? Well, if not, then you could be exposed. Find the holes in your plan right now by using our on-track retirement review process, where we will run a retirement what-if analysis and see for yourself where you stand. Call 866-PROTECT. Again, the number to call is 866-PROTECT right now. Pick up the phone. I have a team member standing by right now to answer the phone on a Saturday. You can actually talk to a live human being right now in the Bay Area. Give us a call, 866-776-8328. And request your absolutely complimentary on-track retirement review right now with one of my specialists, 866-776-8328. Who knows? You might even get me. Coming up next, don't miss our popular They Say segment, where they say your home won't cost you more in retirement, especially if it's paid off. Is that really true? Well, don't get caught off guard by all the things that will cost you more in retirement. It always pays you to keep it tuned right here to protect your assets. We'll be right back.
Lies the snake in the sun in my disgrace.
You can ask the Sandman questions and hear this show protect your assets hands-free anytime on your Amazon Echo smart speaker. Just say, Alexa, ask Protect Your Assets to play the latest podcast. Find out more at libertygroupllc.com/voice.
Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, and you're listening to Protect Your Assets this morning. And you know how they say kids are expensive? Well, that's true, but retirees can be even more expensive with an extra 2,000 hours at your disposal. With inflation now at 8%, you may actually spend more in retirement. And that's why today we're talking about things that will cost you more in retirement. And this is really important because before you figure out how much retirement income you're going to need in retirement, well, you need to know how much you're likely to spend in retirement. I don't know if you caught the market segment at the top of the hour. I was talking about inflation in England being up to 13%, according to their financial guru. But if you missed that segment, you can go back and listen to it. So we have a podcast now. If you listen to podcasts, I would appreciate you checking this one out. Go to whatever app you use. If you use Spotify, you know, there's a search glass at the top. Just type in Protect Your Assets and then Market Segment. And what you'll see is a new segment that we've put up there just for the market segment, which we do at the top of the hour. And in that segment, that's where I let you know what I think's going on in the market, anything you should be aware of as far as what's coming. Next week, there's a big one coming when it comes to inflation that we'll be paying attention to. So if you missed any of that market segment, please go check out our podcast, and you can do that on your favorite podcast producer, whatever you want to call that. I don't know. It's Spotify for me. Now it's time for one of our fan favorite parts of the show, our They Say segment, where we debunk common myths, half-truths, and sometimes just bad advice that they say.
Who are they? What do they know that I don't? And what are they saying this week? There's only one man with all the answers, and here he is, David Hollander, the Sandman.
All right, so here's one that they say. They say that the cost of your home ownership goes down in retirement, especially if you've paid off your mortgage. Is that true? Well, it sounds true, but certainly if you've paid off your mortgage, then your monthly cash flow outflow should decrease, and your inflow, or what you keep, should increase, right? But that doesn't mean the cost of maintaining your house goes down. Actually, it may cost you more. Let me explain a little bit more here. If you noticed during the pandemic, your utility bills went up while you were working remotely, well, welcome to the other reality of retirement. The average retired household spends more each year on utilities than the average working household. It's according to the Urban Institute. That makes sense. And certainly now, if you're at home more, if you're retired, then you're using more utilities. And that just makes sense. You're seeing bumps in your gas, your electric, your water, sewer, cable, streaming services, all those sort of things now that you will buy to make your house more comfortable or more usable, right? Then that's a precursor to what you're looking at in retirement, certainly. On the plus side, chances are you'll have finished paying off your mortgage or come close to doing that when you reach retirement age. And that means you'll be saving thousands each month. But don't kid yourself. You're going to do more chores and you're going to fix more things up and therefore spending more on your home than perhaps you ever did. It could be your reality. And that reminds me, if you're redoing a bathroom right now, then think about the following. If you're going to stay in your home, so a lot of folks we talk to, they have a house and they want to stay in it and they want to essentially, you know, live their last days there. I mean, that's just the thought. They don't see themselves going to a nursing home or some skilled nursing facility. So they say, well, I want to stay in my house. And if that's what you want to do, then make sure if you're redoing a bathroom right now that you think about that, meaning that if it's accessible on the, say, the first floor, then that's a good thing. You could check that box. But if you're doing a shower or a bath, make sure you make it so you'd have the ability to wheel in and out of that space for toileting and for showering or bathing. Think about that. You can still make it look slick. I've seen some pretty cool, you know, Euro fashion style ones where they've got glass or what have you, and they just look great. But you can make it practical as well. So even though it still looks pretty good, you won't have to do any sort of big modifications later. And just think about that. You don't have to put the bars in right now, but you could certainly make the space where the commode is a little bigger, and certainly for the showering and so forth, the bathing, you know, just think about that. Maybe have the person who's helping you, if they have experience building those things out, have them just add that extra room into your plan. So as you're building it out, you're taking care of it. And that way later, if you're there and you need to use that situation, it's there, it's done. And that way that won't cost you a bunch of money down the road to modify it, which is what it will do. And then it probably won't look great and you won't be happy. So right now, as you're, you know, buying that nice Italian tile and all that stuff, I know, make it look good, make it look good, and make it usable as well. You can do both. I've seen it. Now, one thing that is common among clients who retire is that they tend to move. They move closer to kids or they downsize. It's very common, particularly now with real estate prices elevated. People are saying, I don't really need that extra two or three bedrooms. I can sell right now, cash in, take my money and do something else with it. But I want to walk you through the price that move could come. First of all, empty nesters tend to take flight. They tend to leave in retirement. They downsize that multi-bedroom home for a smaller one. And typically, they make it more friendly for someone who's aging, again, with the things I was just talking about. It seems obvious, and that could save money in the long run, but that's not always true. The move-out process can set you back literally tens of thousands of dollars. And take it from experience, many of my clients have sold their homes and moved into a retirement home slash community. But after all was said and done, the move financially was really a lateral. Let me explain. Here's a list of some things that you want to, you know, just be aware of. You move into a new home, retirement community, brand new home, etc. But you got to redo the yard, right? You got to make it look nice. That's going to cost a lot of money. You got to get your current home ready to sell. You know what that means? Staging, cleaning, and painting, and all that business. And that's going to cost a nice chunk of money. Listing the current home to sell it. You know, you're going to have to pay a broker some money to do that. Buying the new home, you're going to have to do the upgrading, like I talked about in the backyard. But also maybe if it's an older home, new appliances, new lighting, window treatments, anything else you want to do to it to make it comfortable. That all is going to cost you money. So make sure you figured all that out before you actually sell your house. Also, you're going to have settlement and moving costs to add to that list. So let me ask you, have you ever gone on a road trip? Well, when you're driving down the highway, especially in an area you're not really that familiar with. Do you ever look at your gas gauge? Of course you do. You don't want to run the risk of running out of gas, being stranded on the side of the road, somewhere up in the mountains or out in the middle of the desert, right? Well, that's what can happen when you don't have a written retirement income plan that's monitored by a professional team. And I say team because you want a team. What happens if one of the members doesn't show up to practice that day? You don't want to run low on income in retirement and become stranded. Find out how you may be able to avoid running low on income in retirement through our on-track retirement review with our team. And I'll explain that. You know, this week we had someone who whose husband was a pretty successful copyright attorney. He was a pretty good attorney. And for anybody who knows copyright, you know, typically engineer background, very methodical, very laid out everything. But unfortunately, he passed away pretty quickly and he thought everything was in line. Well, his wife came in to see us and we went through what was set up. And she did that because the people that he had in place flat out told her, come back in a couple of years because we're not prepared to handle this right now. We can't help you. And so she didn't know what to do. So she came in to see us and we were able to help her. We were able to lay all these things out and we're going to work through this and help her through this process. But that's the kind of thing. Make sure that the members on the team can carry the ball past the goal line. If they can't, then what the heck, right? You don't want to be out there in the middle of the desert and find that now all of a sudden you're stuck. So this is far more personal to you than having someone run some analysis with a computer that has all sorts of incorrect assumptions that don't apply to you. Listen, you can't get a second opinion from the guy who gave you the first opinion. Get an objective opinion through our on-track custom retirement review process to customize for you with our team and make sure you're doing the right things with your money right now. Call this number, 866-PROTECT, to get your own retirement review. Call 866-PROTECT right now. You can talk to a member of my team on a Saturday and find out if you're ready to retire. Call this number, 866-776-8328, and request your complimentary on-track retirement review right now from a member of my team. Coming up next on Protect Your Assets, what's the best investment in retirement? Find out. We'll be right back.
You can ask the Sandman questions and hear this show Protect Your Assets hands-free anytime on your Amazon Echo smart speaker. Just say, Alexa, ask Protect Your Assets to play the latest podcast. Find out more at libertygroupllc.com/voice.
Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets. David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And that's because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal and financial questions. And as I mentioned at the top of the hour, we have a new line now where you can send me questions anytime they come up. It's questions@pyaradio.com. Again, questions@pyaradio.com. During today's show, we've been sharing things that are going to cost you more in retirement now that inflation is here and sticky, and we see we're spending lots more on certain things. So we've been going through a list this morning of things we're seeing right now that are costing people more as you prepare for your retirement. That reminds me, if you would like to come to an event where we're going to be talking through some of these things that are affecting people right now, we have room right now at our dinner event at Perry's in Larkspur. That'll be August 17th. And if you would like to register for that, it is first come, first serve. Once we fill up, we are done. Give us a call, 866-PROTECT right now. Again, 866-PROTECT to get yourself on that list. Like to wish some happy birthdays. Arlene Baxter, Mark Gazdick, and Lloyd Hennessy, happy birthday to you guys. I hope you have a great birthday. When you stop working, and you retire, you get about 2,000 more hours back in your life. And many retirees use some of that time to get in shape in order to live a long and healthy second half of life. But just know that it may cost you more in retirement, which is certainly worth the expense, but you still need to be prepared. And research indicates that retirement itself is a motivator to get fit. And the fear of declining health as you age usually motivates you to take fitness and your diet more seriously. With a flexible schedule free of commuting and the stress of a busy work week, many retirees raise their spending on gym memberships and fitness classes and equipment. Maybe you're going to buy that new Peloton, right? Approximately 53% of retired Americans participate in physical activity and allocate, here's the percentage, 13% of your annual spend towards fitness and leisure activities. And because of this, the fitness industry is starting to cater to seniors and are offering more specific and pricey gym options for aging populations. So you may have a workaround to gym costs. Some Medicare Advantage plans have a free gym membership as part of their benefits. Additionally, we've seen clients upon retiring spend more time and more money giving to worthy causes. And when it comes to your retirement, you may want to expect that you will give a little bit more to the charities and things that are important to you. Americans age 65 and up, even with their reduced income, contribute about 11% more to religious, educational, charitable, and political organizations than people from 55 to 64. Retirees age 75 and older donate even more on average than 11%. And part of this phenomenon is psychological. Researchers have found that older adults take more pleasure in charitable donations than younger counterparts do. On the other hand, older retirees may have less control over their finances than they realize. A diminished capacity for financial decision-making in retirement is very common, and we see this quite a bit, actually. In fact, I might say it's inevitable. While many retirees have no problem managing their money into old age, it never hurts to have a trusted family member help you with that. Keep an eye on things. You can even set up a service such as EverSafe, I don't know if you've seen that, where you can designate a family member to monitor on their cell phone a spend pattern, and they would get alerts in case there was excessive withdrawals or something that was out of the ordinary, which maybe you didn't even intend to do. So changes in spending patterns and other unusual activity will be flagged, and this could help you protect your assets, protect your money. And of course, that's what the show is all about. So check it out. You know, if you're in that situation, it never hurts to have your family involved. If you don't have a family who can help you, you know, there are trusted advisors out there, fiduciaries who do this professionally that can help you as well. So today we've been trying to help you gain some much more needed confidence surrounding the anxiety-inducing question, could you possibly run out of money in retirement? And well, I'll tell you what, almost every retiree is worried about this question, even those that have done a pretty good job saving and even those that are wealthy. Women especially are concerned about the nagging question since they typically outlive men. You know the question just about everyone feels as they get close to retiring? Well, that constant wonder in the back of your mind of, do you have enough? Or could my retirement savings last as long as I do? Did you know that you don't actually have to wonder about that? Did you know you can literally test that and have that question definitively answered over and over again if you want to? That's what we do at the Liberty Group. We give people like you answers and help you make adjustments now so you can have greater confidence and comfort in your retirement. Set up a 15-minute strategy session right now with my team of retirement planners to get your questions answered and find out what's working so well for others. Call this number, 866-PROTECT, or connect with us at libertygroupllc.com. Because our specialty at the Liberty Group is helping clients plan for retirement. You can say that over the last 30 years, we've learned a thing or two about how to help you plan for a successful retirement. That's why on today's show, we've been trying to help you answer that question. Could you run out of money, and what are some things you need to know in terms of costs that are increasing right now today for the average retiree? Now, do you really know how much you're going to spend in retirement, or if you're going to run out? If you can't answer that question definitively, then here's what you need to do. Pick up the phone right now. Give us a call, 866-PROTECT, 866-776-8328, because we would like to help you answer that question once and for all. I'd like to give a big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team for putting together another great show today. Executive producer Kevin Renfer, network manager Lou, and of course all my fabulous producers back there answering the phone, Phil, Adrian, and Cam, because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. Thanks again, everybody. You've been listening to the Protect Your Assets show. I am David Hollander, the Sandman. Have a great weekend, and go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
Investment advisory services are offered through Liberty Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. The strategies mentioned are not suitable for everyone. The information expressed is not considered your specific situation or objectives and may not be appropriate for all investors. Past performance is not indicative of future results. To better understand the risk associated with investing and how it reacts to different market conditions, listeners should always consult with their qualified investment professionals, financial advisors, legal or tax specialists, and conduct their due diligence before making any financial decisions or taking any action. The legal information provided on the air is not intended to substitute for callers hiring their lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Liberty Group LLC paid for the following program, and the host's views and opinions do not represent those of the station or its ownership. California Life Agent number 048569. Persons engaging the services of one affiliate of Liberty Group LLC companies should be aware that each company is operated separately. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.